Budget Director Dan Villa did not mince words when he spoke in opposition to House Bill 645.
I guess I can summarize this bill in one quick phrase. This is too little and too low. Build more or vote no.
This bill contains just over $33 million in bonding for water, sewer, roads, and school projects. But it's a fraction of the $150 million sought by the Democratic Bullock administration. Villa called House Bill 645 a stripped-down version because it does not contain money to renovate Romney Hall at MSU or a bridge loan for the Southwest Montana Veterans Home. Both were in the governor's proposal.
Here we are. We have rallies and conversations about how we care about seniors, just not veterans in Butte. We care about education, just not students at MSU, but all of the K-12. We have a very hard time making those comport.
Villa said the administration worries this bill is headed down the same path that doomed infrastructure funding in the 2015 session. Last session, the House at one point did have the necessary 67 votes to pass a bonding bill. Villa reminded the House Appropriations Committee the bill failed to get to that threshold on the third and final vote.
It failed by one vote for political reasons, and we are deathly afraid that we are on that exact same path today as this bill is structured.
Republicans defended this bill as a starting point. The chair of the House Appropriations Committee said this morning the committee is scheduled to take executive action on the bill Monday. The Senate Finance and Claims Committee, meanwhile, heard another Republican infrastructure bill. Senate Bill 367 is basically similar to the House proposal. The difference, the bonding price tag is just shy of $99 million because it includes money for Romney Hall, the Veterans Home, the Science Building at MSU Billings, and an addition for the dental hygiene program for the Great Falls campus. Budget Director Dan Villa spoke in support of that bill.
The governor does believe that it is the best vehicle available for achieving a successful infrastructure package this session.
The only opponent at the hearing was the Montana Association of Counties over technical concerns. Republican Senator Eric Moore of Miles City, the bill's sponsor, spoke perhaps of the biggest concern from others in his caucus, the wisdom of the government taking on more debt.
I respect that position. I think that's viable. But come with another solution, because these buildings aren't going away, and they're not getting any younger, and we're going to have to continue to maintain them, and we are occasionally going to have to build a new one. So if this isn't a solution you can live with in any way, shape, or form, roll up your sleeves and find me another one.
At the conclusion of the hearing, the Senate Finance and Claims Committee added some technical amendments, then approved the bill on a 15-3 vote. It now moves to the floor for debate. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.